Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know how when you're watching the fireworks, there's always, before the finale, there's like, oh, the finale started. Oh, wait, it's not yet. Oh, it's the finale. Oh, it's not yet. Oh, it's the finale. Oh, it's not yet. And then when it's the actual finale, you're like,
totally.
This is obviously the finale.
So that was not recorded at my house in Myrtle Grove at 3 a.m.?
No, could have been.
That was a different
one. Yeah, totally different. Like, you know, you have 94,000 finales over the course of the area. No, that was last night. That was the downtown fireworks put on by the Chamber of Commerce and by, it's weird not to say Sertoma, because every year it's always been, and this year a little bit different with the Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals putting on the fireworks this year. So very cool, you know, a well spent, what did I read, 90,000, I think, something like that, seems about right. It's, you know, talking to my son, my oldest always likes to go. The younger two, you know, you take the wins where you can when you're a parent, and you know, he loves to go, and so we go and we hang out and we talk, and he said, man, that was pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, we just spent a Corvette. And he says, I know, but it was so worth it. I'm like, I know it was. And then we start having this conversation about, now, if you had, you know, $90,000, how would you spend it on fireworks? And he's like, well, Dad, let me talk to you about the miracle of C4. You know, that's, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, maybe we could get some, like, Eglin test ordinance over here. You know, we're talking about, like, what would your alternatives be? Like, what else could you do to make big, loud, stupid, crazy fun on the 4th of July? We had a lot of answers. I can't share all these answers on the air. But I'll just say we have a lot of fun talking about it. Great show. A little bit surprising. I hadn't realized, maybe I should have, pardon me. I didn't realize it was going to go off from the port instead of off a barge. So we always go down to 9th Avenue and Bayfront, and you're like right in front of it, right there. And we're, you know, and all the people, same thing. Everybody's just, you know, okay, the time, and they play the music, and they're announcing for the Army and the Navy, and they're great and wonderful, and we're all looking at the space where the fireworks normally are. And then all of a sudden the fireworks go off, and we're like, all right, 45 degrees to the right. And we aim over towards the port. And he was actually irritated because, you know, we could have gone down a little bit closer to it. I'm like, oh, it's good where we are, and we can get out quickly in the end. He's like, yeah, you know, you're right about that. No, great show last night, a lot of fun. Always wonderful music put together by our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. You don't know the work. I mean, you don't. I mean, Candy knows the work. I'm saying, you know, you don't know the work that goes into the music, the accompaniment, the timing of it, the accommodating for the fact that it's got to travel this far and then travel this far back in the air and then, you know, just all of that stuff. And then the work that goes into making the fireworks happen. And also, first time ever, the beach was synchronized up with ours, with the downtown one. So they go off at the same time. So, you know, you're watching the big one here in front of you, and then off in the distance you see the other one going on with the same music. And it's not the same show, but it's, you know, the same music. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. So it was just wonderful. And I love how there's all this conversation, and then they start to play the anthem, and everybody quiets down, and they put their hand in their heart, you know, and then at the end they cheer, and then, you know, America. And it's just, it's a great way to end the day. It really is a great way to end the day. The other thing I would say is, you'll laugh at me. Candy, do I take a lot of videos of things?
I do, yeah.
Lots.
Yeah, you
lots
do.
For social media all the yes. time, you know, things I see. So I'm driving down 110 last night at about, I don't know, 8:15. No, I guess it was 8:30, going to the show. And I like the drive-in because everybody's shooting off fireworks. Like, they're everywhere.
Isn't that neat?
When you're, and you can see them from the interstate because you're elevated. You can get a pretty good view. And I always think, oh, I'm going to capture this on tape. This is kind of cool. And so I get out my phone and they all stop. And I start doing some dumb narration about, we're driving on 110 and the fireworks and there's nothing. And my son starts chuckling. He's like, this is funny. So I'm like, fine. So I put the phone away and they start up again. he's dying. And I bring the phone back out and they stop again. Like,
It's weird though. Yeah, it looks like you're driving through Beirut.
Sometimes,
you know,
I had
to go from the base to downtown because we were doing something with Darius Rucker years ago. And it was the same thing. It's like,
I have such power to suppress the 4th of July. Yeah. Can you tell me when
it's
going to happen?
Fairfield, get your crap together.
And I know.
Who's setting them off over there?
And
awesome.
I know it's going to be one of those things where, you know, your eyes see the world differently than a phone does. And so you're seeing the panorama of like 14 different fireworks shows going on.
That's right.
And if you were on your phone trying to capture it, you're like, over here. You know, I get it. But still, like, none? Really? None? You guys are the worst. 516 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, in New York.
15,000 generations of humanity, yet we have evolved not at all. Bound like animals to the laws of physics. Shamed before the universe. And in all of history, only one man has stood to say that he will dictate what is and is not possible in this world. I speak of this man. For he has broken.
I love the hot dog eating contest. I love the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Yeah, I do. I just think it's camp. It's fun. It's stupid. It's quintessentially American. It's just, you know, I always enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, to see a bunch of grown men, arguably, shoving, you know, water-soaked hot dog buns and two-at-a-time hot dogs fist first into their mouths for 10 minutes just to see, you know, how many can they get. And is there anybody who can beat Joey Chestnut? Well, I mean, I don't know. I find that entertaining.
Here's the count.
5, 4, 3. 2, 1, put down your hot dog. Oh, my glory.
I love
Joey Chestnut. Now, those are unofficial.
Oh, my glory.
But it appears that he's got a comfortable margin there, to, you know, barring some sort of eating disaster. 62, one shy of where he was last year.
Oh, yeah. And the next best was like 47 or 48. I mean, it was not a contest. It was absolutely not a contest. 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 6.2 per minute. 6.2 per minute. If you gave me an hour, I might manage to put down 6 hot dogs. I mean, probably, I guess, maybe I could do it. But 6.2 per minute for 10 minutes? Oh, good Lord. It's unreal. And that's 14 off of his, world record pace that he had a couple of years ago. One less than he had last year. But no, there's no other competition for him. 518 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Health and Hope Clinic tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Executive Director Sally Bergosh will be here to give us an update on the clinic along with some exciting activities on the horizon. Health and Hope Clinic provides health care to the uninsured and the medically underserved in our community. That's tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Health and Hope Clinic providing help and hope to the hurting.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
This Saturday, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Yeah, well, what Jesus blatantly fails to appreciate is it's the meek who are the problem.
Yes, yes, absolutely, Reg. Yes, I see.
Is that it's the meek who are the problem. The Life of Brian is genuinely a great movie. 521 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News on Wednesday, the 5th of July. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David, welcome back from your vacation.
Well, thank you.
We missed you. Was it awesome?
It was so great. I'm very sunburnt today, but that's okay.
You?
Yes.
That's good. That's proof of life. That's all right.
Well, the U.S. and Russia are in talks about a possible prisoner swap involving a Wall Street Journal reporter. That, according to a Kremlin spokesperson, who also said that talks, quote, must be carried out and continue in complete silence. Evan Gershkovich, accused of spying for Russia, the Kremlin's comments coming after the U.S. ambassador to Russia visited him. President Biden welcoming...
Wait. The line is that... The talks must be carried out in
silence? Complete silence, yeah.
What is this, get smart? Like the cone of silence? Like, what does that mean? Talks by definition are not... Okay, whatever. Go ahead. Without publicity, I assume is what he meant. It's still funny as a way to say it.
Right, absolutely. President Biden welcoming Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson to the White House today. The two leaders will be discussing support for Ukraine and U.S. support for Sweden to enter NATO. And Toyota says they've made a big breakthrough in battery tech for electric vehicles. They say they've found a way that they believe they can give cars a range of up to 745 miles on just one 10-minute charge.
On a 10-minute charge?
That's what they're saying.
We are finally getting close to, like, the consideration zone for me.
Yeah, that could actually be sustainable.
Yeah,
if you could do that.
I mean, you know, I like a gas engine. And what I like most about it is, you know, they work even in a hurricane, you know, right? And also the range is the big problem and the charging time, because if you can only drive 200 miles and then you got to spend a half hour or an hour charging, well, that's not viable for me if I go on a trip. But 700 miles on a 10-minute charge,
that'd be all right.
That's functional. I mean, that's actually usable. Of course, I still always think, David, thanks so much for the update. I still always think that I feel like there's never any real honesty about the real emissions pollution cost of, for example, mining the battery minerals, right? All of that and producing the electricity that then goes in the car. It's just that, you know, your outlet at home doesn't produce any emissions. And so you think, oh, look, clean energy. Well, you know, in the total scheme of things. And look, I know people have sort of done the numbers and looked at it. It feels to me like people get excited about the electric car because it, you know, oh, I'm not creating any emissions. Oh, okay. Well, it's not how the world works. And so that kind of slice of it has always kind of concerned me about these cars. But yeah, 700 miles on a 10-minute charge is, I mean, that's like the fake meat actually tastes like meat now. You know, I'm starting to, you know, especially given the immediate power and the unbelievable amount of power that you can get from these electric engines. And, you know, I'm not rushing out to buy the ugliest car in the world, the electric Mustang or anything like that. I'm just saying I'm starting to, you know, I hear you. You know, when you've got all of your high-end cars are making electric vehicles now and you think, how is that possible? Well, it is because there's some demand out there. 524 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? I mentioned this a little bit. Yeah, we're doing a lot of like Supreme Court recap because, you know, end of the session last week and lots of rulings come out. And I mentioned yesterday about how a lot of the Supreme Court opinions are unanimous. This doesn't get covered enough that the vast majority of opinions by the Supreme Court are unanimous. A few are controversial, and then some of the controversial ones split out over the course of ideological differences. You know, the 5.5 conservatives versus the 3.5 liberals. And I say that because John Roberts is little bit of a moderate. He's probably more like 5 3/4 and 1 3/4. But okay, fine. But a lot of these cases come down unanimously. One of those cases is, and it's a little bit of a disappointer if you know the question that was being asked. But okay, here goes. It was a case that had to do with a guy who got hired at the Postal Service. And they wanted him to work Sundays, and he said, no, I believe that Sunday is a day of, you know, rest and worship and consideration for God. Now, he's a Christian, so, you know, it's not the Sabbath technically, but still, the concept, you understand the concept. Gerald Groff, an evangelical Christian who thinks that, you know, Sundays you should rest and worship. And he began working for the Postal Service in 2012, but was disciplined after he refused to come to work on Sundays, and he wound up resigning in 2019. And he sued to overturn a 1977 decision that made it so that, you know, if the business didn't have to endure undue hardship, basically. What he was asking was almost if they have any level of accommodation whatsoever, you know, they should be able to accommodate you unless it's really burdensome. In response, the Postal Service says, well, no, any non-de minimis is what they say, which is non-nothing kind of accommodation. We can use that as a reason not to accommodate religion. Well, basically what the court said unanimously is, no, you got to come back somewhere else. You got to come back somewhere in between. They didn't actually set a new standard. It's one of these decisions. It's not really a decision. It just tells the lower courts to reconsider. They're not doing it right. But it does indicate a willingness by the court to protect people in their religious expressions or their religious limitations when they're on the job. Sabbath honoring has been one of these cases that historically has been a challenge. You know, you've got baseball players who didn't want to work on Friday night. They didn't want to play on Friday night. I forget his first name now. There's a Sean Green, maybe is the one I'm thinking of, is a relatively famous one. But and the question is, can you accommodate them without a major disruption to your business or a major cost to your business? Because if you can, the general principle is you ought to, because otherwise what you're doing is you're discriminating against a person on the basis of their participation in a religion, and that looks like religious discrimination, and it's the kind of thing that historically, if you were going to be bigoted against a religion, you would kind of hide your bigotry in the claim that, you know, well, letting them have Saturday night off or letting them have Sunday off or letting them have Friday night or whatever the case may be, you know, whether you're Muslim or Jewish or Christian or Seventh-day Adventist or whatever, that, you know, that's just your way of keeping them out of your business. And you should accommodate these things. We want to protect people for their ability to engage in religion if it's possible to do so without too much cost. So, like I said, it's not really a ruling per se. It's more of a, well, this standard is too low and that standard is too high, but we didn't set the Goldilocks standard ourselves. That's something that we're still going to have to figure out. But it was unanimous, which is why I mention it, because a lot of times these unanimous decisions, they don't really get very much attention. 437-1620. What else? Oh, this was kind of fun. I stumbled upon this by complete inadvertent luck, but I was watching the Cardinals lose 15-2 to the Marlins yesterday. It was terrible, but I got a surprise in the fifth inning that I wasn't expecting.
So Dane Meyers checks into the game. He was brought up from AAA Jacksonville yesterday. This is his major league debut.
Wait for it.
He's out of Rice University and started the season at AA Pensacola. They are the Wahoos.
So a major league debut yesterday for a guy who was playing at the Wahoos this year. And he actually came in under unpleasant circumstances because the center fielder dove for a ball, hurt himself, and had to leave the game in the fifth inning. So, and this almost never happens. Like, your debut in baseball is almost always as a pinch hitter. You come in to just take a swing, just to get something, some kind of experience, usually in a blowout. Now, this game was 7-0 at the time, so it was a blowout, but that's not why they brought him in. They brought him in because they needed a body. So they put him in center field, which is not an easy task either. Center field's a lot to play, but he did great. So they bring him into center field, and they introduce him as a defender, which is kind of, again, unusual. So he gets up, and he doesn't do anything, but in his second at bat.
And especially for relief guys, that's a big problem. As Dane Meyers has his first big league hit, and he's going to have his first RBI, too. The kid goes the other way, and boy, oh boy, what a moment for him. Look at that smile. The fish are swimming. They enjoy an 8-0 lead, and that ball will go to the trophy case.
First hit, first RBI, first multi-hit game.
Full count for Meyers, and he smokes a single into center field. Marlins just keep on keeping on. First and third, a two-hit game for Myers in his big league debut.
Not too shabby. So congratulations to Dane Myers getting his major league debut after having started the season right here in little old Pensacola. I love hearing debuts in the major leagues are always fun. And it's extra fun when you get to see somebody that, you know, you could have been watching earlier in the season right here, and now he's playing in the big leagues. So great fun. And like I said, totally inadvertent. I was just watching the Cardinals game. Wasn't hoping to get big news out of the Marlins, but because we're a Marlins affiliate, right? 6:30 or 5:30 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's got your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Court date for the 40-year-old man who cops say went on a rampage, gunning down five people in Philadelphia, wounding two kids, and there's surveillance video of one part of the horror.
Where you see the shooter just firing at random, and he takes a shot at a car, and driving that car is a 33-year-old woman, a mother with her two-year-old boys in the back seat, and one of them got wounded, shot in the leg. The other one got glass in his eyes.
Fox 29, Steve Keeley. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are searching for the person or persons responsible for the drive-by shooting that wounded nine people. The man who admits to killing 23 people during a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, nearly 4 years ago, will be in court today for his sentencing. And the FAA expects some 50,000 flights as people try to get home after the holiday. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 81. Right now this morning, it is partly cloudy here in Pensacola. A viral video on social media showing another shark swimming onto a crowded beach full of swimmers here in the area. That video filmed this week, Monday, in Navarre. A shark was seen swimming in an area full of beachgoers. The video was filmed by Christy Cox. She actually went on ABC's Good Morning America to talk about it recently, and she says the shark was chasing a school of fish and says it quickly made its way back out into deeper waters. Now, this coming just days after sharks were also seen swimming near Perdido Key beaches. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says a man shot and killed his brother at a home on Fort Morgan Road Monday. The 49-year-old James Estabrook was arrested on Tuesday morning. The victim identified as Jason Estabrook. He was found with multiple gunshot wounds in the front yard of a home and pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the brothers had an altercation and James shot Jason three times during an argument. Fishermen that like to dip a line in the Destin area have a new reason to celebrate. There's new artificial reef that's been deployed just south of the Destin Pass. The new reef was placed in 78 feet of water. And if you want its exact coordinates, check the News Radio Facebook page here in a little bit. I'll post that on there. Beach safety leaders in Alabama say they weren't taking any chances making sure the 4th of July crowds stayed safe in the Gulf over the last several days.
So we have five UTVs along with three trucks. And then we also have the ALEA helicopter that is staffed with a lifeguard from Gulf Shores, lifeguard from Orange Beach.
And that is Joe Ethan Phillips. He's the safety chief in Gulf Shores. He says the two lifeguards stationed in the helicopter were there to help in case anybody further out in water was in distress. All along the Gulf Coast, it was all hands on deck for the holiday weekend, especially in light of a slew of recent drownings that have happened along the Emerald Coast. Well, today is likely to be emotional for anybody impacted in the Parkland school shooting, the Broward state attorney, allowing survivors and families of victims to tour the building at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School today. That's where, of course, Nicholas Cruz went on his deadly rampage 5 years ago. Prosecutors and victims' advocates will be available to accompany those who want to view the crime scene before it's demolished. It is 5:34 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, especially in the afternoon, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. We're going to be seeing that rain chance continue as we head into the end of the week. Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 81, partly cloudy in Pensacola. It's 84 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. And your next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This Saturday, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Good morning, 5:36 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Wednesday, the day after the 4th of July. Are you awake yet? You awake? Did you get all that good health food in yesterday? All that good health food and beer?
<That's>... No. I did. I found a 12-pack of cheer wine in Publix, and I've been drinking them. Those are soda pops cheer from wine. North Carolina. Oh, my gosh, they are delicious. I know, people kept shooting off fireworks.
They do, all night long.
I know, yeah. I'm dying.
Yesterday, we had a chance, of course, to talk to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
And it's true that you guys don't get days off, right?
Talk to you again next week.
Oh,
you
come bet. On.
Y'all take care.
Give us just a second. No, I forgot about that. That's right. We always talk about how, you know, we're working, they're working, and we get every day we have to work except for Christmas. They don't get any day off. There's no day when there's not a cop.
Well, yeah, that's the plan.
There's always cops. I mean, you each individually get days off, but yeah. There's always a day when there's cops. Let's talk about some things first. Any big incidents take? But it seems, and I know y'all don't like to say it this way because you know there's always stuff going on, but it seems like it's been a relatively quiet week crime-wise in Escambia County.
Yeah, I was looking at the unusuals, looking at the reports for the last couple of days to prepare for the show, this 4th of July special that you have airing this morning. And there's really not much going on. In fact, we were looking at the 6 month stats that we compile, and heck, our violent crimes down, our nonviolent crimes down, our homicides are down. Again, this is just a snapshot, a 6 month snapshot,
like year over year.
But yeah, okay. From last year and then the year before. It's hard for us to compare it to 2020 because it was a COVID year
where
things
right.
were kind of messed up. So weren't many people working, weren't many reports. So we go for 21, which still had a little COVID to it, but mostly 22 and 23. And again, the year over stats are looking pretty good.
Very well. Hey, I will take that. That's good news. The only story that I had seen was a guy who apparently was claiming to be Jesus, also claiming to be an FBI agent, which makes sense. And
wouldn't
also
he be better at it?
Yeah, you would think, right?
Always Andrew Hawk.
And also involved in, I guess, battery on some of the guards at HCA, Florida West Hospital.
We end up arresting a guy named Zachary Armstrong. He's a 37-year-old. We charged him with two felony counts of battery, and that was on the West Florida security guards. He was saying some kind of outlandish things while he was getting treatment up there, and ended up battering them. There's a mugshot picture of him. I've seen pictures of Jesus, and this ain't him.
Okay.
Right. At least doesn't look like the ones that I'm aware of, and I know Jesus.
I know you do. That's exactly right. Two things I've kind of wanted to follow up with you on. One is, And you and I had talked a lot about concealed carry. The rules mm-hmm. changed, obviously, on Saturday. If you would be eligible to get a permit, you are now allowed to carry even without that permit. But you still can't carry drunk. You still can't carry in a bar or on a school. There's all kinds of rules, even if you think you're allowed to. The one that had concerned me the most is I was worried that people were going to do it illegally and they were going to try to open carry. Because right. people would hear the term constitutional carry, they would think it means open carry, and then they would open carry and get in trouble. Santa Rosa said they have had zero incidents so far. Escambia County?
Zero.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of a single call where an individual called to complain on someone about since July, since the law changed. Okay. And in fact, I don't recall any over the last year or two, really.
Great.
But yeah,
I lost a bet with
well.
Alex Andrade. Alex, he said, and nobody would be, you know, misled like that. Nobody would misunderstand or make dumb decisions. And I said, yeah, but you've met people, right? Yeah. And he was right. I said there'd be some, and he said there'd be none. So he wins the bet.
Well, my biggest concern would be and remains that someone will try to conceal carry but not do it well.
Yeah.
You know, and a gun would fall out or, mm-hmm. or something like that would happen. And quite honestly, if that's happened, we haven't got any report of it. And, you know, to your point, we haven't had any reports of individuals trying to open carry.
Well, that's great. I will take that as news. One thing, and I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, but we were having a conversation with Sheriff Johnson yesterday about self-defense on your property and how, you know, you cannot draw, brandish, threaten, or actually shoot somebody merely for trespassing. Now, if they threaten you, of course, that's a different story, but just somebody being on your property doesn't justify anything related to deadly force with a firearm.
That's correct.
But somebody had asked me the question, well, what about if I have rubber bullets? What about if I have, you know, something that's non-lethal or less lethal or rubber buckshot or something like that? And I didn't know the answer, and I'm sure it doesn't come up very often, but do you know the answer?
Well, I would liken that to, you know, again, it's this reasonableness standard that we talk about a lot. I would liken that to if you had a stick or a club or a bat or a rake in your hand, if someone just walks in your property, you can't just attack them with a weapon. And that's the same thing with the rubber bullets. You have to be, it has to be reasonable. You know, you have to tell them get off your property or have some sort of other altercation. You need to feel a threat of some sort.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Just give us a call.
Yeah.
You don't have to use rubber bullets or anything else. Now, I think the rules, I mean, I know the rules are different on your own property. We talked about open carry.
Right.
And anyone that's been to a pawn shop knows that they typically carry it open. It's their private property. They can do that. And you can do that on your own property if you're going out in the backyard. You know, if you feel, you know, concerned about snakes or whatever, you can carry a weapon on your own property.
If your neighbor's mowing the lawn and he's got a gun on his hip, that's okay.
It's okay.
That's allowed. That's his property. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You know, this is Florida.
It is Florida.
you can do the stuff like that.
That's exactly right.
It's America.
It is America. It's Escambia County. It's all of these
County.
Things.
You have those rights.
Just since we're kind of in this vicinity, and since it's relevant to a day like today, certainly we don't want anybody shooting guns up in the air, any of that kind of stuff. But it is worth knowing that as long as the bullet doesn't leave your property and you take precautions for safety, you can shoot a gun on your property in Escambia County.
That's correct. You can do that, whether it's 4th of July or whether it's the 5th or 6th of July. You can do that on your property. We just ask that you, again, you have some civil liability potentially. Mm-hmm. You know, we get calls a lot, specifically on the north end, where there's shots being fired in the backyard. We go there and say, just, you know, shoot it into the ground. Make yep. sure that you're not shooting into someone else's property. It can't cross a roadway. I mean, there's some rules there. And if you shoot the bullet up in the air, it's not going to land on your property. I guarantee it. So I would not recommend that an individual shoot a gun in the air.
As you know, my wife and I go biking all the time, and, you know, I like biking in the country. One of the fun things you get biking in the country is, well, there's some gunshots. that just is, you know, more so even in Santa Rosa County than in Escambia, but in both counties. I was surprised to learn, the PNJ had a good article the other day, even though the Florida state has said it's legal to shoot fireworks, things that go up and things that explode, right. On the 4th of July, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day, I was surprised to find out. I knew the city of Pensacola had a separate ordinance that had been grandfathered in. I was surprised to find out that Escambia has a prohibition on this. It is still illegal to shoot fireworks, even on the 4th of July, in Escambia County. What level of enforcement are you guys doing with that? I mean, I know there's only so many resources, and I know you have to use common sense, but what's the sheriff's attitude towards that activity in Escambia County?
You know, it's illegal. There's an ordinance against it. And when we get a call to a crime, then we will respond. It is not the highest priority that we have on the 4th of July. Quite honestly, we're going to other calls first. So all I can tell you is that we will go when we're called. And again, if you're just using one or two, or you're being very wise with it, you're probably not going to get a call anyways. If we get a call, it's usually because your stuff's landing on someone else's yard, mm-hmm. you know, or you're doing it so dangerous in the roadway that you know kids may be in jeopardy. I think that in those cases, obviously, that will be a little higher on our priority list. But the short answer, Andrew, is we get hundreds of calls on the 4th of July. So what we'd recommend is go downtown or go to the beach if you really want a good fireworks show.
I believe it. And I assume you get a lot of calls that are the, you know, well, it sounded like a gunshot to me, and which is hard to tell the difference. Actually, that's, you know, I don't know the answer to this. I'll ask you in a second because I'm curious.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They can't tell the difference.
And just to be super abundantly over the top clear about it, you cannot just randomly shoot a gun either in the city or in the county unless it's properly contained within your property and safety taking place. You can't just start shooting guns on the 4th of July.
You can't shoot guns into the air.
There you go.
That will leave your property or across the roadway.
There you go.
But you can shoot a gun, again, whether it's the 4th of July or any other day in
America. I also wanted to ask you, for Blue Angels weekend coming up, which is going to be, obviously, it is always a huge personnel investment for your agency. Any words of advice for people, or just, you know, what's the thing you wish they would listen and do that they maybe don't always?
Well, I was going to get into that in a safety tip, but I'll go ahead and kind of
mention
it a little
bit.
Okay,
well, we can wait, because I had a couple other things I wanted to ask you about. One was you got a Female Blazer Academy starting soon.
We do. In fact, we're still accepting applications, so there's still a couple spots remaining. Pull up to our Facebook page, Escambia County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. We'll be taking applications through the 14th of this month with the classes. There'll be six classes every Tuesday starting on August the 1st. So, again, if you have a female ages 13 to 15 that you feel like would benefit from this mentoring program that we have, please feel free and give us a call or go online and you can register.
Outstanding. A question that's not related to anything else we've been talking about, but I'm assuming this is related to a personal situation, and it's a good question that other people might benefit from. Does the sheriff's office have any help or any? Do you offer any help? And I suppose that also means advice for battered women preparing for restraining order hearings. Any words of guidance? Any help, counseling, consultation? Is there anything like that?
We have a victim's advocate. If you're a victim of a crime or a victim of something that you would need that, yes, we have a couple of victim advocates, actually, and they can certainly provide that assistance to you. We don't have any other programs that are specific to what you just mentioned, but we do have a victim's advocate that can certainly provide some insight, some guidance on the step and then the next step and what's next.
Outstanding. Well, and I mean,
but actually, they're pretty good at the clerk's office down there.
Oh, okay.
And when they give those, they get some brochures they can give you, and they can give a lot of good advice, and they're experts in that thing.
And it's, I mean, a horrible situation to begin with, mm-hmm. and then it's awful many times when you're put in the position of having to, you know, give the testimony and explain. It's all difficult. So I'm glad there's some resources available. Last thing, we always like, as you said, we like to end with a safety tip of some kind. And today you have a safety tip for us, Sheriff?
Well, I guess the safety tip is pretty obvious, self-explanatory. It's the fireworks, and then it's the Blue Angels. So I'll merge them into one.
Do.
The fireworks, obviously, you use your head on these things. There's been a lot of x-rays going around with people with mauled fingers and hands and feet and stuff. You know, that can be dangerous. Certainly watch out for your kids. Kids don't know the difference between, you know, what'll go up in the air and how loud, you know, and how dangerous these things could be. And then the second thing, again, we're moving into, this is the, you know, Tuesday is 4th of July, and then this weekend we're having the Blue Angels Air Show, which is Friday and Saturday. So really just be patient. You know that there's only one island. There's only so many spots on that island. Everyone wants to get on the island, and those who aren't already there, so just be patient, bring your water, you know, if you're going to get into the water, be cognizant of the rip tides. There's been too many drownings in the Gulf Coast. So again, we want everyone to be safe. We want everyone to be, healthy and have a good time, but we also, insist on no drinking and driving.
And I'll say it this way, sort of on behalf of your officers, there's a, you know, in this area, the number of people who would say, oh yeah, I support the police. great. That's important. Support the sheriff, support the police. One of the ways you can support the sheriff or the police is by not doing dumb things that then tax them and their resources and make them less able to devote resources to doing other things that have to happen. So, you know, if you get dehydrated and it takes a cop to rescue you, well, now you've strained a system of response that didn't have to be. So if you care about the cops, then don't do dumb things that make them have to deal with you. That's a good way to show your love for the cops.
Yeah, you know, what we really would like is for our deputies to be out there and patrolling neighborhoods and not have any calls for service, so they can be proactive and they can stop cars from speeding and they can stop people from from dealing drugs and such. But you're right. There are times when people do some crazy things. We had an accidental shooting just last night, so our deputies have to respond to an accidental shooting and they're not available for a wreck with injuries or something that we might otherwise have been able to go to in short order.
Absolutely. And also, people, there are thousands of injuries every single year from people who inappropriately use fireworks, and sparklers are not safe. I mean, they may not shoot and explode, but they're very, very, very hot. Kids get burned all the time. And so not to use them, just be safe, be wise, be smart, because you don't want to take your kid to the ER on the 4th of July.
Yeah, and I mean, there's still some sharp objects, and you don't want someone to get shot in the eye and, have lifelong damage because they're just trying to have fun with fireworks.
Absolutely. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, thanks for everything you do. Thanks for informing us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
We most definitely will. 551 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking at that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to start the process because they have a tremendous selection. About 300 cars, trucks, vans, Jeeps, sedans, all kinds of stuff on the lot. And you can look at several different ones side by side. And I know sometimes you kind of get your heart set on this is the car we're going to buy. And then you drive it and you're like, yay, and then you buy it. Just one suggestion is decide more on like a budget range and a kind of car, like a general parameters of what you want, and then go drive several of the ones in that category. And what you're going to find is, ones you hadn't been considering might have features or fit or just general performance that you like a lot better or not, and if it's not, if all of them underperform the one you were thinking about, great, then you're validated in your decision. But if you find one that makes you happier and makes you realize some flaws in the one you had been looking at, hey, even better, because then you improved your decision. And you can do all that in one place at Frontier Motors. Sit in several of them, try them, turn on the radio, try the knobs, all that stuff. And then, because that's stuff that can irritate you if you don't like it when you're driving it. But then drive several of them just to be sure. And again, you can do that all at Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's renovation, and updates, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's time to get your head in the clouds with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly. From your first flight to the airline captain, Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted Discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
It's the 2023 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhorter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Howard Young Flooring, Dale's Marine Construction, Sylvan Learning Center, Pensacola Air Flight School, and Flightline Realty. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on
News Radio 92.3.
When hurricanes approach,
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Did you hear him scream? He's so dead. I'd love to not remember that. But it kind of seems like the thing that stays with a man forever.
Oh man, I know it's not exactly like the most well-known classic, but that kid in Cocaine Bear cracked me up. But that seems like the kind of thing that'll stick with a man forever.
I can't get Darren to watch it.
He's like, it looks stupid. It's like,
it is.
But it's based on a real story.
Yeah, loosely. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3. You know, just one time, I would love to have a movie that said, these are the actual events that happened. Because it never is. It's always based on or somewhat loosely related to, or my best friend's sister's girlfriend knows this guy, you know, who saw a dude pass out of 31 Flavors. I think it might have been Ferris Bueller. You know, like, that's the kind of relationship to the truth that most movies have. I would rather see just a work of fiction. Because what happens I watch a movie that's based on is I watch and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then I go read the true story and I'm like, oh.
I know, it does. It takes it out of you.
What's the black lady's working at NASA movie? Hidden Figures?
Right.
Great movie. And then you go read the reality and you're like, oh, okay.
Turner movie too. What's Love Got to Do with it? That book is totally different. It's like, oh, not so that she deserved that, but
I don't know. My view has always been like, if the story is good enough to make into a movie, then you don't have to embellish the story to make it worth it. And if it has to be embellished to make it worth telling, then don't tell it.
Tell that to James Cameron, dude. Titanic, that was a whole fake story.
That's right. But I take the same view of Bible stories. Like, I feel like, you know, if you're going to tell a Bible story, tell it accurately. Instead of, like, changing things, because if you're changing it, then it's no longer a Bible story. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. I won't ask him to get into this controversy, but David, what's going on in the newsroom?
Well, police in South Carolina say a 69-year-old woman was killed by an alligator while walking her dog on Tuesday. County sheriffs there say they found the victim's body at the edge of a lagoon near a golf course. They had to apparently remove that alligator before they could recover her body.
They like to rot their meat.
Yeah.
I know. So, hey, look at me making it worse. No, they'll kill you and stuff you into
learning.
A rock. Yeah, there you are.
And just Molino. When we thought That's the story, right. yeah. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky now says Russia has placed objects that resemble explosives on the roofs of buildings at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Zelensky says that Ukrainian intelligence believes the devices have been put on the roofs of power units at the nuclear facility. And let's lighten things up here with this one. The 16-time world hot dog eating champion has been crowned. It's Joey Chestnut. I heard you mention that one a little bit ago. But he won his 16th championship. But the event apparently had to be delayed for a few hours due to severe weather.
That's right.
Let's see. He got 62 hot dogs and buns down in 10 minutes. Have you ever done one of these hot dog eating competitions?
My sons used to do it, you know, like here on the warm-up stuff before the fireworks show a couple of years ago. And that was enough for me to watch them and be like, yeah, no. No. I've done crawfish eating.
Well,
you know, but I'm
with the hot dog one. Have you seen how they'll dip bun in water?
Oh, yeah. So it's disgusting.
I was going to try to do a hot dog eating contest one time, and I tried that, and just dipping the bun in water and putting that wet bun.
Oh, it's so nasty.
It's disgusting. Like, I don't know how they do it.
Well, but think about that. Like, you would never in your entire life think, you know what this hot dog needs? It needs a good dip in the water. You know, you would never, but of course,
this bun were soggy.
That's pure lubrication, right? That's to make it easier to swallow. But my God, no. No, thank you. Not at all. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:58 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Completely disgusting. Oh, by the way, you had kind of mentioned a little bit about this, but the Russia war, the invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine has now updated the claimed number of casualties by Russians by another 31,000 deaths. They had it at 200, it's now 231 or somewhere in that vicinity, just 2 months after they began the counteroffensive. Now, Russia disputes that, and they say they lost 14 people. So, I mean, no, like, seriously, their number is like 6,000. So the Ukrainians say they've killed over 200,000.
I'm not aware of a single.
And the Russians say they've lost 6,000. International estimates put the number more in the 50,000 to 60,000 range for the Russians. But Just an enormous number of people to have lost in just a year and a half of warfare.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.